You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. About 25 minutes, we'll be joined by A.J. Perez. But B., you were on your golf trip out west when the NFL schedule dropped last week. It's obviously, you know, one of those really exciting times.
Yeah.
I kind of think we should start way back on this thing. It came out, It kind of came out when we were all down in Florida for NFL league meetings that the Commanders were going to do joint practices with the Patriots. Mike Vrabel, Patriots head coach, confirmed that today, speaking in Foxborough at New England OTAs. That game is scheduled for Friday, August 8th. And my guess is those practices will be, so 7th will be an off day. 4, 5, 6, or at least 5 and 6. August 4th, 5th, and 6th, or August 5th and 6th.
Probably 2 days.
Which should be some good work. It'll be really interesting to kind of watch. Washington's a team that overachieved last year, at least compared to expectations. And I think there's a lot of conversation that thinks there could be a similar path for New England this year, especially with Vrabel there, a really...
You can see how that team is run now with Vrabel compared to the last time they came in practice against this team.
Yeah. I mean, having Brady on the field was a...
It was totally different.
That was wild. That was varsity versus JV. Week two of the preseason is pretty juicy, man. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, the Bengals. Week two is generally where you see your starters for a little bit. That's a Monday nighter. 8 o'clock, and then the last preseason game of the year is going to be against the Ravens. I think it's still unclear if there will be a joint practice with that, but I think there's some expectation there could be.
Could be.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, I agree.
And then we're off and running, B. We'll start with just the first little stretch here of four games. They open with the Giants at home Sunday, 1 o'clock. You're not going to hear a whole lot of Sunday, 1 o'clock with this schedule.
They need to make a statement in their first game.
I'd almost expect them to. I think the Giants are going to be a lot better. I think Russ Wilson's going to be their quarterback, at least then. But Washington's coming off a really good season, and they added a lot offensively. I think that's a statement-making game. I think you're right. Week two, short week. If you got to have a short week, don't you think it's advantageous to have it the second week of the year?
Yeah.
Like, you're not beat.
They come out Because you're not beat up. You get that a week in between.
Right.
So you come out fresh, and then guess what? You have another 10 days for the next game.
Right. Between September 1st and September 21st, that's 3 weeks, Washington plays three games. Like because the NFL smartly punted on Labor Day weekend, punted on that fourth preseason game. That fourth preseason game, good God, that was tough. Then they're home for the Raiders. Raiders are a totally different team, B.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, Ashton Gentry. Still, though, if you're Washington, you got to like the way things open up anyway.
Yeah. I think it gives them a chance, you know, to fill things out while still improving.
Now, going to Green Bay is a very difficult game.
It's true, but not you don't have to hit the ground completely running.
Two of your first three are against teams that were under 500 last year.
Yeah.
And they're at home.
But I think watching this team, watching how Dan does stuff, they don't care that those teams are under 500. This team doesn't prepare according to what you did. It prepares according to what they need to do.
So I saw DQ at rookie mini camp, and I guess it was right before the schedule release.
Mm-hmm.
And I joked with him. I was like, man, you better get ready for a lot of night games. He's like, yeah, dude. You know, I think when he was coaching in Dallas, Dallas is always in prime time.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, he's like, it's a mindset for us. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I think that rings really true.
Yeah.
For how they approach things.
That's how you got to approach it.
Week four, I think this one could be an excellent football game. They played week 16 or 17 last year, and it was an excellent football game. Commanders going to Atlanta, Jaden versus Michael Penix. Penix, you know, firmly installed now as the Falcons' starting quarterback. Is that a sneaky game to you, going down to the ATL?
I view this team differently now. I don't see them really getting overly hyped or underhyped by any team coming in. They just know that they got to improve themselves. And if you think back to last year where they start the first game, they lost to Tampa, but ultimately you saw there was things that you can take from that game and say, okay, they still did this okay. You know, Jaden didn't get rattled. You know, he did some things he didn't do as the year went on. But I think when they go down there, they're going to be ready to play.
I think the second half of week two is when Jaden was like, all right, I'm good. If you go watch the second half of week two against the Giants last year is when he really settled in. And to think that it required him 90 minutes of professional football to figure that out. I also think that Atlanta game, I want to credit the right people. I think where I'm seeing this from anyway is the Commanders squad based in Charlotte that they are putting together a Commanders takeover in Atlanta. And I've worked enough Commanders games in Atlanta. Anytime Washington's playing in the Southeast, Charlotte, Atlanta, Tampa.
People find a way down there.
There's a lot of people that are there. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have been re-engaged since last year.
I think it's a ton of those.
And, I mean, that stadium is what, 65,000 people or something? I bet at least a third of it is going to be burgundy and gold.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's going to be fun. I also looked this up the day before in Athens, Georgia's hosting Bama.
Oh, you're going early.
Which if you're looking for a college game to try to go to.
That'd be a good one.
Drew might be able to get tickets for that. So now that is the first of back-to-back roadies, though.
I can let you know, if I were to go down there early, I'm not going to try to go sit no game all day. I will be going to swing them.
I figured you would.
Yeah.
So it's at Atlanta, then at L.A. One thing I wanted to ask you about, that's a tough stretch. I think the Chargers are going to be a tough matchup there. It's back-to-back road trips. You're going out west. And I just think the way they run the ball and have really good edge rushers, I think that's a game I'm really excited to see.
I'm excited because it'll tell us a lot about where they are.
Sure.
When it comes down to the run defense. Like they said they want to improve it, and we're going to see where they are.
So here's my question for you then.
Mm-hmm.
We've arrived. Well, one thing we know last year from folks talking, honestly, during while we were there and then later, is the trip from Cincinnati to Arizona meant a lot to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Quinn has made it clear he'd like to do training camp on the road, but it's not going to happen this year. They're going to have these joint practices against New England and then maybe joint practices against the Ravens, but it's not going to be 3 weeks away as a team.
Yeah.
Based on all that, I think it's possible, if not likely, if not highly likely, honestly, that they do a practice week on the road. And if you just look at the time of the year, last year the Cincy to Arizona trip was week 3 to week 4.
Mm-hmm.
This year, if you're looking week 4 to week 5 at Atlanta and then the following week at LA, there's one big difference that the current week 4 Atlanta game is scheduled for Sunday at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Whereas that was a Monday nighter, and then you're flying.
That's why I had this conversation yesterday. And I was like, I think the fact that it's a Sunday, that gives them time to come back here, do stuff, then possibly still go earlier. But I don't know about going straight there.
Yeah, I mean, you could fly out like Tuesday.
Yeah.
There are a few of those scenarios. There's also, they have...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Week 7 and 8, they're at Dallas and then at Kansas City. But similarly, Dallas is a Sunday 4 o'clock, and then the Kansas City game's a Monday nighter. Like, yeah, granted, Dallas and Kansas City are closer, but you'd be out there a full week.
Yeah.
I don't. The other one I wonder is, everybody's aware of the Madrid game. Yeah. So they play the Lions Sunday, November 9th. That's a 4:30. That's a national Fox game, right? Then they play Miami in Madrid the following Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe Tuesday's your travel day to Europe, and then you're there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I will say yes. Let's do that.
I'm sure you would. There is a longer trip coming for this team somewhere, is what I believe.
Well,
I don't know exactly where you're located.
I think going to Madrid, you're going to be there some days. You're not going over there the day before, 2 days before. That's going to be at least a 3-4 day trip. I would just think going from West Coast to East Coast, you know, it's one thing. That's 4 or 5 hours difference.
Six.
And six hours. You go into a different area as well. So I think, yes, they will be over there, I would think, at least 4 or 5 days.
I think because they play Detroit at home, and you're probably 4:30 game, by the time guys are leaving the stadium, it's 9 o'clock, 8:30. Let them sleep at home, watch tape in Ashburn the following day. And, like, they don't have to travel like we have to travel. Maybe they fly over. Typically going to Europe, you fly overnight. But the way they're going, maybe you just fly Monday, and then the guys get a full day off Tuesday to get acclimated and everything, and then practice your normal 3 days leading up into the Dolphins game. Mm. I don't know. I don't know what the practice facility situation is in Miami. I don't know any – or, I'm sorry, in Madrid. Mm. I bet the NFL's got to figure it out.
Oh, they got, but it, before they announced it, they already know all that. They know the logistics.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever the practice facility is, it'll be available if you want to come Friday, which has kind of become the norm, at least with the London games. You can come over Thursday night. If you want to be there Thursday or Wednesday, they'll be there too. Did you go to the London game? Do you remember where they practiced? And it was a walkthrough. It was hardly a practice.
Oh, this year?
No. When the Redskins played in London.
The time I went, I remember.
That's what I'm asking. Did you go to that practice?
When they played?
Yes.
I'm talking when I played?
You played a preseason game there,
yeah,
right?
Preseason game. So I didn't go to the regular season game.
Did you guys practice or anything there?
Yeah, we practiced. We were there for some days, man.
This practice field, when the Skins went there, was a rugby club,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of like a social club. Like, I don't think it was a professional rugby team.
Well,
dog, there were just kegs all over the practice, like off to the side of the practice field, just empty kegs.
Better make sure they're empty before some of these players step up. But the thing of it, all the fields are soccer fields. They're completely flat.
Yeah, they're big.
No, they're flat. They don't have the crown like a football field does. And it affects that. It affects people. I think when you run around on the football field so often, you forget that it's crowned. And when you get on the flat field, you'll see the ball is a little – it's not the same height as when you're getting it on the football field. Takes some getting used to.
Sure. I kind of skipped around there trying to investigate the – where the road trip will come. Do you think it's possible they only do the one long one for the Madrid game?
Mm-hmm. No, that's going to be so late in the season. I think they're going to get
one. That's
what
I wonder, too.
They'll get one prior. The Madrid game is its own entity. It's completely different than the rest of the games.
Agreed. I'm keeping an eye on the Atlanta into L.A. stretch. I don't know what will happen. After that, you get the Bears Monday night. Zero surprise to me that after the Hail Mary last year, and the attempts at manufacturing a Caleb Jayden rivalry, that's a Monday nighter.
Yeah.
That is now 3 years in a row.
And have they come here every time?
Yes.
Yeah.
3 years in a row coming here. Remember, 3 years ago, 27-3 at halftime after the Bears hadn't won a game in a calendar year. That was the day Dick Butkus died. Last year was a Hail Mary. I mean, who the hell knows what we'll get week six Monday night?
We don't know.
I also think there's a little bit, and nobody, it might not even be a topic by week six of this year, but like the way Ben Johnson handled his interview process, we'll say, with Washington, and now he's going to be bringing that team in
mm-hmm.
as the head coach of the Bears. Nice little subplot. Interesting little subplot.
I think. Little subplot, but that'd be cool.
Then at Dallas, at Kansas City, that Kansas City game is going to be nuts.
Yes,
Monday
that
night,
will be.
Mahomes, Kelce, Taylor Swift.
Barbecue.
I mean, all of it. We should get a table at Q39 right now.
We'll call Andy and get that done.
Seattle, for some, dude, they have.
You think he'll talk to us that week?
I'll let you handle that.
I'll try.
Well, they don't play till Monday night, so okay. Maybe we get him the week before.
Get him on that Friday.
They have a Monday night game at home and two Sunday night games at home and a Christmas Day against the Cowboys. Like, everything has changed so dramatically for the Burgundy and Gold that, like, they've put a lot of money, time, and effort into Northwest. It's still a 30-year-old stadium that's not in, like, a downtown desired location. and they're getting all the primetime games now.
Yeah.
It just shows,
it's not about the stadium. It's about the product on the field. And I think they've made it to where when you got certain angles, camera angles hitting, they've spruced it up a bit. But that thing was not very sprucey.
Not a lot of spruce. Spicy. No spruce goose. When we return, A.J. Perez, Front Office Sports, has been a key figure in this Brett Favre documentary. I can't wait to hear what this thing's going to look like. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.